Oh, no. The Cyclos would never think of counterattacking. They weren't a military nation, and Intergalactic was only a mining company, only interested in struggling along and staying at peace with the universes. Badly misunderstood people, the Cyclos. After they left, Lars was very gratified at all the Cyclo practice he had had, and the shadow under the pole was seemingly desirous of further conversations. Turl hugged himself enough to crush his rib bones. He would get off Earth. That was for sure. His plans were really sparking. What a lucky break. He would have made it without the break, but how easy it all became. He was not only going to get home to his gold, he was going to blow this planet out of the sky. And he was going to take a prisoner with him. They had air chambers on Cyclo. They could question a captive from almost any system for weeks, and very painful weeks they were. Yes, he'd take a prisoner. Not this silly cadet who knew nothing. Not that crooked, self-serving politician who was too crap-brained to know valuable information from trash. Not the animal Tyler, since he could be awfully dangerous. Well, maybe Tyler, if he had no success with anyone else. But it better be somebody else, somebody who would know all their plans and military preparedness. Who? Turl was hugging his ribs to keep from laughing with delight. He didn't want the sentry to log something about his conduct. Maybe the sentry would think he had a stomachache. Oh, it was too much. His professors were absolutely right. He was easily the greatest officer they had ever trained. The laughs finally erupted from him, but the guard had changed by then, and the new sentry thought he was just being more insane than usual. There was nothing in the log, except that that cadet had been there for a routine visit to practice talking Cyclo. The new sentry walked about. He had an odd feeling of foreboding. Had the summer night turned cold? Or was it just that insane laughter from the cage? Ha ha ha!